Now, I will call the ad hoc meeting of the Public Utilities Commission to order. It's October 5th, 3:30 in the afternoon. Chairman Nelson in the committee room and on the phone line, Commissioners Feagin and Hansen. We have one issue to resolve today, TC 16-018, in the matter of the request of Northern Valley Communications LLC study areas 399017 and 396340 for certification regarding its use of Federal Universal Service support. This is a reopening of the docket to only deal with the certification of that latter area. With that, Mr. Kramer or Mr. Grau, well, just hang on. We may have some more difficulties. Okay, Caitlin tells me we're good, so Mr. Kramer or Mr. Groff, go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Jim Kramer. I'm an attorney with Vance Gosch and Kramer in Aberdeen, and I represent Northern Valley Communications. As you have stated, this is our request to reopen TC 16018 to approve universal service for study area code 396340. We originally filed an application for certification on June 28th of this year and thought we had included this study code in our filings. It was in the Form 477 that we had filed, but unfortunately we did not include all of the additional supporting documents for that study area code. And that was brought to the attention of PUC staff last week by the FCC. And then we were notified by staff last Friday that we had inadvertently failed to include these additional documents, but that there was a window of time within which to do that. And that's what this hearing then is about, to reopen to approve this study area code, which relates to the rural broadband experiment grant that was given to Northern Valley effective in 2016. Where they were able to serve some of the unserved rural areas with broadband. So we appreciate the efforts of staff in bringing this to our attention, and particularly Lorena Reichardt was very helpful in working us through this to rectify this issue. There is in the FCC rules specific authority to open this up post October 1 and allows for a filing even after October 8th, but if it's filed by October 8th with the FCC, there's just a reduction in 7 days of actual support. I also see that the staff filed a memo with commission which outlines how we got to where we are and what is being requested. I think that memo does a good job of explaining it all, and I would simply ask that the commission approve this request. I have nothing further to add to the memo, but James Groff, Northern Valley CEO, and I are available to answer any questions that you may have.
Very good. Thank you. We will turn to staff.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. This is Lorena Reichert of staff. Staff filed a memo this morning and would rely on that. Staff recommends that the commission issue a certification to Northern Valley Communications LLC study area 396340. And staff is available for questions.
Thank you. Questions from commissioners, and I've got a couple I want to start with. Ian, for the company, first of all, I appreciate, Jim, you giving kind of the overview of how we got to this. Obviously, I don't know that we've dealt with this before, and frankly, I thought that October 1st was a drop-dead date, and I didn't realize that there was an opportunity for a late filing with a penalty. In the documentation that describes the rural broadband experiment under the heading of project details, there's a statement that says both projects will use 4G LTE technology to offer voice and broadband service of at least 10 megabits down and 1 megabit up to residential business locations. Then under the heading of service offerings, it details the offering as being 25.3. Help me understand, is it 25.3 or is it 10.1?
I think James Groft is probably better suited to answer that question. James?
Yep. Chairman and Commissioners, I just want to thank you for taking the time to do this ad hoc meeting first. But, the service offering is 25x3. The when the rural broadband experiment program had multiple buckets with multiple speed requirements for different types of projects, and the 10-1 that is referenced there was the minimum speed for the particular type of project that we submitted and are looking for approval of today.
Thank you. The second question I've got comes from your Exhibit B, your two-year plan, and that's a confidential filing. The question that I've got relates to the second sentence of the opening paragraph. And so my question is, can we talk about that sentence without having to go into confidential session? My question has nothing to do with any of the dollar figures.
And James, I don't know if you have that before you or not, but if you don't, I don't see an issue with discussing that in open session.
I'm fine.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So the sentence that I'm focused on says, the company already provides the required levels of broadband and voice service to the experiment areas and will continue to upgrade and replace facilities and equipment as necessary. So help me understand what this rural experiment is all about. My understanding of the FCC's Rural Broadband Experiment Program was to allow companies, not necessarily telecom companies, but any company, to provide broadband to new areas that did not have broadband already. And from what I'm understanding from this, that's not necessarily the case with this broadband experiment. So can you help me understand, is anybody being served that wasn't served before?
Mr. Chairman, it was I would say more than anything, a timing issue as far as when they pulled their information to make the experiment areas available. There was no service, and then in the intervening time, we did launch service. So that's why the area is qualified for the broadband experiment.
So I guess that's good. New people got service. And I guess that answers the question.
Yep.
Any other commissioner questions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in TC 16-018, move that the commission provide a certification to the FCC and to the Universal Service Administration Company regarding the use of federal universal service support for SAC 396340.
Discussion on the motion.
First of all, I just want to, we're always appreciative at the commission when people expand into rural areas that are hard to serve, and I certainly appreciate Northern Valley Communication going the extra effort and getting a grant to serve more people in South Dakota that may have not been served for a while, so we appreciate you taking initiative.
Thank you.
Additional discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries, and I trust our staff will expedite this filing to USAC. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, is there?
But I do want to express my appreciation also for having this ad hoc hearing as quickly as you did. Thank you much.
You are certainly welcome. We want to make sure this works for everybody. Is there a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.